We made this.
Hello and welcome to Frame to Frame, part of the We Made This podcast network. We are the podcast that take two seemingly unconnected films and slam them together. And this week, we're doing it with the multiverse. Yes, we're looking at two multiversal movies. We'll find out what those movies are shortly. I'm Andy Williams.
And I'm Sean Wilson, or am I?
Maybe you are in this timeline. But that kind of implies we are looking at multiversal movies. And the two movies we're going to be looking at for this week will be Spider-Man No Way Home and the recently Oscar-winning Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. So, Sean, we brought Everything Everywhere up on our recent Oscars chat from last week. Why is it we're looking at it for this podcast?
Because it warrants it, because it is that good. And to be fair, we only discussed it in the context of the Oscars. We didn't get into the nitty-gritty of the movie. And
the sausages
of
it all.
The sausage, how the sausage fingers are made. There we go. That's what we're going to be discussing. So
we got there in the end. We got there in the end.
got that analogy out there just about. There is an astonishing amount of stuff going on in this movie. For a $20 million movie, it packs more imagination than films that cost 10 times that much.
I'm sure this is exactly a phrase that will be used when we discuss the other multiverse movie that was around at that time. But we've gone slightly further back.
I always reuse my own material.
Well, you're nothing if not consistent or repetitious. Yeah. We'll also be looking at Spider-Man No Way Home, which is not only about the multiverse of the MCU, but it also brings in the beauty of the previous Spider-Man films. So the Spider-Man films that we grew up watching. So I was like 10, 11 when the first Spider-Man movie came out. And by that, I mean the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movie. And then we had The Amazing Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield. And then we had the Tom Holland MCU Spider-Man. So to have had them all kind of coming together in a nicely neat multiversal movie, I think it's something I'm looking forward to discussing in the context of one another.
Yeah, that was a landmark pop culture moment, that, at the very end of 2021. Yeah, I look forward to getting stuck into that, because I think it'll be a nice contrast to Everything Everywhere All at Once in terms of its approach. But there are shared principles with the idea of the, you know, different multiversal selves. It's just very interesting that one movie costs so little and the other one costs so much. And I look forward to talking about that.
Yeah, I mean, we'll try not to focus on the finances of it all, because, you know, they cost what they cost, but one is significantly zanier than the other, whereas one is much more of a safer bet. So we'll get into that a little bit more, I'm sure.
And the fact that the zanier one is the one that costs less, which is what makes me love the movie all the more.
It's able to be that purely because it's less of a risk for a studio, whereas if you're spending $100 million on a movie, it has to at least not alienate a whole host of people. It needs to bring as many people into a cinema as possible.
But also just think, with $20 million, you've got far less resources. You've got far less money for resources. And frankly, you have to work harder to invest audiences in an imaginative journey when you only have that. That's not a lot of money. I mean, that's an A-list movie star's salary, $20 million. Yeah. So,
and now we can say it stars three Oscar winners.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to discussing that with you next week. This episode will be out on March the 29th. So yes, I will now at this point be 32. How mad is that going to be? So this happens
how,
to be...
How old is the other version of you going to be?
Well, the other versions. in the timeline of Everything Everywhere All at Once, I'm all ages to all people at all times. But until March the 29th, where we are discussing multiversal movies, I'm Andy Williams.
And I'm Sean Wilson.
And please continue on listening to hear another great show from the We Made This podcast network. Bye-bye.
Are you a fan of the Marvel Universe?
Can you tell your Kang from your Doctor Doom?
Well, if so, boy, do we have a podcast for you.
Podcast 616 is the We Made This Network's long-running Marvel podcast, and it's under new management.
We're your hosts, Ashley Thomas.
And Hugh McStay.
And together, we are going to lead you every step of the way through the Marvel Cinematic Universe's upcoming multiverse saga.
Everything from She-Hulk to Avengers Secret Wars will be covered on the podcast in the kind of detail that would make a Wikipedia article blush.
We're going to have some detours into the wider Marvel world where we'll look at non-MCU projects dating all the way back to Marvel's origins in the groovy, funky 60s and all the way up to the birth of the greatest franchise in cinema history.
And we'll be joined on our adventure by a roll call of guests so impressively knowledgeable that they'll make the Avengers themselves look clueless by comparison.
So if you like your opinions sharper than Wolverine's claws,
or takes hotter than the Human Torch's underpants,
then get Podcast 616 in your ears as a matter of urgency.
You'll love it 3000.
Podcast 616.
Disassemble.